It's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. It's 503-733-2970. Here with Storm Lars from Storm and the Balls performing. Scotty's buying his tickets right now as we speak, by the way.
Attaboy, Scotty.
I believe at TicketsWest.com. Let's see. TicketsWest.com or Safeway has Dante's tickets as well. So there you go. So he is... So at this moment, money is being extracted from the pocket of Scotty J and put in the billfold of Storm Lars.
Oh, feels so good.
Fantastic. In just a short while, we'll talk to Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. Rick, did a caller just use James Brown and shelf life in the same sentence? He is not a Twinkie. I mean, come on. You never say to somebody, hey, does this James Brown smell bad to you? Maybe we should throw it out. Here's Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
The junior and senior proms at Gig Harbor High School are on hold because the principal had to shut down some dirty dancing. Principal Greg Schulenberg said the dirty dancing had continued after the students were warned to stop it and after attempts to change the mood by playing the hokey pokey.
The hokey pokey is sort of a weirdly sexual song anyway, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't you think? Didn't the hokey pokey sound
a little hokey and a little pokey?
You put your right hand in, you put your right hand out, put your right hand in, and you shake it all about.
The thumb's the hardest part.
Yeah, when you come out. Depends on how long your nails are. Sorry, can I say that?
Well, we're just talking about the hokey pokey.
We're talking about the hokey pokey, that's what it's all about.
That is what it's all about. Everyone, smoke break now. Doesn't the hokey pokey sound to you like one of those songs, though, that has become like one of those things that is now a children's song, but whose heritage, like it probably was like
something
some
dirty.
It probably was like an English ballroom drinking song where like you took, you know, where you're like, you know, plowing some maiden in the back room somewhere or something.
Like Ring Around the Rosie, isn't that?
That's about the play.
Yeah.
Totally what that's about. And the hokey pokey. Dude, was it you? Who was it that said that they went to a Catholic school where when you're dancing, would leave room for the Holy Spirit? Was that you?
I'm sure that's a lot of Catholics.
What?
That did happen to me.
We didn't have that. We had the 6 inches of daylight rule. But I talked to somebody who went to a Catholic school where it's like when you were dancing with a girl. And as a teenage boy, you don't get too close to a girl anyway because it's all kinds of awkward and...
Yeah.
And things. And but there was like a nun would come by, leave room for the Holy Spirit. And that was like the colloquialism for like, don't rub your junk. Here's Tim Riley.
Meanwhile, the snow back east has killed 12 people. They aren't heeding the warnings to stay inside where it's safe. And floors can't deliver. That's a convenient excuse for husbands and boyfriends if we got to send flowers today. Keeping love alive, that's today's topic from the Cleveland Clinic.
Oh, I had no idea. Wait, from where?
The Cleveland Clinic.
Okay.
Yes, here's Dr. Michael McKee telling us how to keep love alive.
Happy marriage seem to be in part that psychological intimacy so that your best friends... really know things about one another. So if you really need to talk to someone, you don't turn away. You turn toward your spouse.
Okay.
He sounds like the eHarmony guy.
I was just kidding. He sounds like a firecracker.
He does
sexual energy.
No, like, you know, eHarmony.com. If you're tired of dancing around wearing a girl's skin in your basement... Sorry.
If you're tired of talking to yourself in your dead mother's voice alone in the moonlight...
She's a
flat,
Norman.
Here's Tim
Ryan. Yes, learn how to settle arguments kindly and know when to apologize.
There was a movie a long while ago.
Are you listening, Sarah?
Story, and the classic line in that was, love means never having to say you're sorry. And, of course, that was not only wrong, it was 180 degrees wrong. You want to get very good at saying I'm sorry.
We all learned that lesson about apologizing. Okay.
What?
Nothing. Nothing. All right, here's Tim.
Well, that's it for me. I'll be back again a little bit.
All right, there you go. At the bottom of the... And we're done. Bottom of the hour, we'll have more from Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth.
I had a
bell for every time you did that with your arm today.
No.
All right, Storm Large. We have to come back, as my mother would say, come back when you can't stay so long.
Are you going
to
come tomorrow?
I'm going to try to come back tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Delana Magni.
We'll play nice, by the way. We'll be nice.
I know you will. And you know what? She can take anything. She can roll with anything. She's a toughie.
Well, if you can come back tomorrow, that would, because we just, yeah, it seems like you just walked in and we're out of time already. So all this, because you got places to be. Because you're people who knows people.
Yeah.
Are you going to go spend some time with them today?
I have rehearsal. I'm going to, they're pretty tired because they flew in from Colorado and they didn't get a lot of sleep. So they're probably going to chill tonight. I'm probably going to hook up with them for lunch and bring them in here tomorrow. And maybe I want to show them around Portland. They're not really staying in a very cool part of town.
Yeah.
So. They're staying by Elmer's.
We don't want to announce that.
Well, I'm sorry.
They might have stalkers.
Okay. Well, you know, whatever.
Stalkers from the nearby junkyard.
I have stalkers in the rain. Yeah. Going all the way out there. Even a stalker would be like, screw it.
People have it on the radio.
I got it on the 5. Screw it.
My stalking goes only so far.
Well, people are outnumbered by Canadian geese.
I know.
Seriously.
If I got to go past Alberta, it's just a wash. But thanks, you guys. I'll see you. I'll probably see you tomorrow, and I'll definitely see you guys on Friday.
Yes. I will be at the show.
Yes. Dante's 11 o'clock, Storm and the Balls. Ticketswest.com or Safeway has Dante's tickets, and there's always information at stormlarge.com. All right. Thank you, sister.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you soon.
Bye. All right. 503-733-2970. Well, let's break now, and we'll come back with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine, returning to the Rick Emerson Show. And we got Tim Wright at bottom of the hour later on. Scotty J's top 5 breakup songs of all time. Don't go anywhere. It is the Rick Emerson Show. It's AM 970. Salad States Radio.
Well, you can't tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a one-man, no time to talk. It's a job and women walk. I've been kicked around since I've been born. It's all right, it's okay. You may look the other way. We get by, understand. And you don't kind of mess out me.
I'd like to thank me for flying me airlines.
You are a freak.
Thank you. Whatever. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. Rick, as a Vietnamese refugee, says this email. Okay. All this is about, we were asking how it is that, like, people from, whatever, like Cambodia end up in Kansas. As Vietnamese refugees, my family and I were sponsored by an organization, in my case, a Lutheran church. That's going to end well. To assimilate the American lifestyle in Colby, Kansas. Refugees can end up, I just spat on my screen. Refugees can end up anywhere, depending on where or when a sponsorship organization qualifies to take home a poor, homeless, heathen family. That's signed at Duke. I don't believe Duke is a Vietnamese name, sir. It's 503.
Maybe he renamed himself.
Oh, that's true. Well, what? Okay, I never thought about
that.
Could
be D-U-K.
No, it's D... Well, no. Tim, now you've got a point here. Now, right. Looking at
I'm a man of the world. I know about these Cambodian names.
His given name... I know these Cambodians like the back of my hand. His given name is Duke, D-U-C. He has America. He has anglicized it, though. And he now refers to himself as Duke, which is like the most American name ever. D-U-K-E, right? What's your name? Duke. Duke Steak. You know? Duke McRock. It's 503-733-2970. Let's welcome now, for the first time in a long time, to the Rick Emerson Radio Program. After an extensive 3-year tour of Europe, Scandinavia, and the subcontinent. From Barfly Magazine, our good friend Jen Lane. Hello!
Why did he just Americanize it, or whatever, all the way to John Wayne?
So seriously, and his real name is Marion, by the way. Duke is fantastic. Well, especially because it says here that he was a child, when he came here. I love the idea of just like a Vietnamese child just being given the name Duke, just because they were watching Turner Classics at the right moment. I love
stuff
like that.
Isn't it like being brought from Vietnam to Kansas, like the dog that's tied to a homeless guy? And you're like, what's the point?
Are you comparing Vietnamese people to homeless guys or dogs?
No, I'm saying that the dog who's tied to a homeless person might feel kind of like, why should I be tied to this homeless person? I could be outside by myself.
Oh, I've missed you, Jen. On the show, 14 seconds. The Vietnamese are like stray dogs.
No, I'm saying that the people that bring refugees from Cambodia, promising them a better life in America, and then dump them in Kansas, are like a homeless person that ties a dog to them.
That gets the dog from the pound. No. I live in Tigard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me. And then he's got a piece of twine. And then the poor. Do you know what I hate? Yeah, I'm gonna get on to do a whole thing. But you know what I hate is when you're walking around. And
when they have the kittens.
No, it's when you see the a homeless person and they got the dog, and then the dog has like the full on like mule pack. That
yeah.
They put over to like carry all of their crap.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's see. Rick, Great show. Do you know about those little hard plastic shin guards that soccer players use? Tell Sarah if she would go to get one of these guards for her arm, it would serve two purposes.
Dating short guys?
It would subconsciously remind her to be careful, and if she did have a Homer Simpson moment, it would protect her arm from inadvertent banging on things.
I'm just going to stay away from whiskey.
You need to be protected from inadvertent banging?
Yeah, the...
Oh, Jen Lane.
2 minutes. and so forth. Let's see. Should I be taking these phone calls? Should I be doing stuff here? Let's see. I'm not going to take any of these calls. These calls look unsatisfying and stupid. I'm not going to take them. It's people calling it like, look, sample call.
Are people calling in to find out what I've been doing this whole time since I haven't been on the radio with you?
A guy's calling in to ask why somebody from the Beastie Boys is playing at Dante's on Friday. Mike D.
It's a Beastie Boys cover band that Mike D. of formerly I Can Lick an Ace on a Bitch in the House.
Yeah. See, and so I just don't...
Just like I'm doing the Storm Lord and the Balls cover band Chokestrob on Friday night at Dante's as well.
Chokestrob.
That's so funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jen Lane is here. We'll do the top five breakup songs according to Scotty J in just a moment.
Does Scotty J know about breaking up? Like, when is KFC burned down this morning?
I don't know.
Isn't he married?
You know what, Scotty J is a wealth of things that you wouldn't think he would know about. Scotty J does surprise at all moments. we'll find out what Jen's been up to. We'll do the top five here in a second. Let's check in with Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Somebody fired a gun next to a bus full of school children this morning in the village.
Excellent.
They didn't hit anyone. This happened at Elm and Ash Street as the children were riding on a bus. They found some .22 caliber shell casings, and they've been turned over to deputies. Well, Valentine expert Bob Zarowski says if you've got the money to spend, expensive gifts are popular with most women.
For Valentine's Day, for her, something if you really want to do something that she's never had before, you could take her for a hot air balloon ride or a gourmet dinner cruise, or a couple real fun ideas along that line.
Who gets paid to sit in a room and say that women have bright, shiny expenses?
That's some groundbreaking research right there. Mm-hmm. Expensive gifts go over well.
Seriously, just give her a big pile of... Just that big bag with the dollar sign on the front of it. Just give her that.
Yeah, if somebody wants to take me on a hot air balloon ride on Valentine's Day, that's so late.
You know, don't knock it. Now, didn't you go on the balloon ride?
I didn't. No, and I'm not saying that I wouldn't want to go on a balloon ride, but, like, that's something...
I don't want to go on
a... for Valentine's
you
Day.
You know what I don't get? When you go on a balloon ride, it's supposed to be all romantic, but there's the balloon ride operator inside a little basket with you. You know, like, how romantic is that? It's like going on a balloon ride with your mom.
Baby, let's make sweet love while this man stands 3 feet away from us, firing this butane.
Is this basket pretty small, too?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I was terrified. I didn't go. And I know that Kara holds like
a ménage à balloon.
No, she holds a whole grudge against me because she called up and she was very nice and gracious and arranged.
Jolie went in your place.
Jolie went, Tim went, and I was just like, F that. I don't think so.
Because you and Jolie went how romantic. Oh, Jolie.
Jolie's all about romance.
No, no, we're inseparable. I mean, you can't fit two people in these laundry baskets.
I was going to ask, how big?
You're in a floating laundry basket.
A laundry basket with a balloon tied to it.
Is it really? It is very small.
It is smaller than my space.
You know what? That and a vacuum cleaner would win any woman's heart on Valentine's Day.
Would you like to sit inside a tiny, tiny little basket that I then wheels around violently in the air?
Just get a laundry basket and a couple of like Mylar balloons from Walmart.
Tell her she's in a balloon.
Right. And don't forget about love coupons.
Like a night out in the town, home cooked candlelight dinner. Get out of trouble. You make these coupons, and then you print them off in the printer, cut them out, and then you put them in a card for them.
It has different conclusions that you can jump to. That's what play that again if you would, because the best part is you can hear he giggles a little bit to himself at his own creativity.
Like a night out in the town, home cooked candlelight dinner. Get out of trouble. You make these coupons, and then you print them off in the printer, cut them out, and then you put them in a card.
Like, a wild and crazy guy like that must get into trouble all the time.
I convince these people that I am an expert.
Totally. Yeah. That's like that woman we had in the news hour who was like, I have a motto, which is, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Did he print out those expert cards right before he printed out the love coupons?
Like at Kinko's? Yeah. Like the little thin, foldy business cards? Yeah. All right.
And I guess the big Valentine's Day couple this year. Remember the woman who saved her husband from the man-eating beast in the forest? The lion?
Yeah, with a ballpoint pen.
Well, he's getting out of the hospital today.
Aww.
Yep, it's just one of those great things.
It was reassuring to me when he talked, because I knew as long as he could talk to me like that, he was going to be okay. Because at first, I was very concerned about his brain and the damage and injury.
That's a woman I want, by the way.
That's Nell Ham.
60, whatever her name is. Fights
she's
off
70 years old.
A mountain lion she fought off, right?
Yep, for the man she loves.
She
says she and her husband celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary last Friday.
Don't they call those women cougars?
We spent it together in the hospital here. And walking, Jim just wants to walk and do his laps every day. So that's how we spent the day.
I can't add any more to that.
It is. It's fantastic. All right, there you go.
I have nothing more to add.
All right, Tim Riley, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we have some calls to get through. So we'll get to this top five here in a second. And so, Jen Lane, so what's up with you? You've been doing, because Barfly Magazine, I was kind of in a holding pattern for a while.
Yeah, we're coming to, again, to the tail end of our holding pattern, but we've gotten just about everything we need to get done in the background to, like, get ourselves back on our feet.
Let's just speak frankly. Are there people we need to have taken care of?
Kind of, sort of. You know, we had some folks, last year was, like, run long, drawn out, like, a series of partners that did not work out.
I'm telling
like,
you right now, I will have
getting
someone...
Getting to the altar, and then one of the other ones taking
I'll have someone killed or beaten if you need it. I'm telling
right,
you right now.
All right, good to know.
You just give me the word.
Mm-hmm. Right. But things are getting good. Right. Like, the website's been doing great. We've really expanded that, and the bus tours are phenomenal, and we're hoping that we'll have our first new issue in print back out for St. Patrick's Day.
Cool. Let's see. This is, I see our good friend Brad. Hello, sir.
Hey there.
Hey.
So, did anybody catch Jen's, throwaway line about the cougars? Is that what you call cougars? I loved it. Do you even know what that is, Rick?
I don't. Is it something that I'm better served not knowing?
It's an older lady's prey on the younger man.
I was down at Scottsdale. I saw a lot of them.
What? No, please, now tell me. What does it mean?
It's kind of the woman that's...
Yeah, I guess in Scottsdale they'd even prey on you, huh, Brad?
No.
What does it mean? What is a cougar?
It's a woman who's a little bit older, probably past her prime, but is trying to be younger than what she is.
Right.
And she's preying on young flesh.
You don't...
Yeah, cougars go after tadpole, like Jean Jacques Gabor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've seen tadpole. Is that where the name of that movie came from?
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver or whatever would be the... Or not so what's the other one?
You don't have to prey very hard on guys like that, though. I mean, seriously, guys, I mean, you know, a woman who's like 45, 50 or whatever, you know, I say this always, the guys who are like, and I think Likas has made this point, actually, that if you're a guy, you're like 19, 20, 21, 22, a lot of times it's very hard to find a woman your own age, whether, you know, especially if you're just something casual, it's hard to hook up with a woman your own age because they're all going for older, successful guys. Not all, but I mean a lot. If you're a guy who's like 20, 21, man, you find yourself like a divorced 38-year-old. That's what it's all about right there. It's because and there's no BS. There's like no game playing. It's just straightforward. They what they want, what they don't want. They're not expecting you to marry them. Whatever. Rick Emerson is a wholehearted advocate of that.
Yeah, so. The problem is when you're 19 or 20, like I was when I had that opportunity, I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Well, yeah, well, that's...
I didn't realize that was being offered when she said, oh, yeah, come visit... Come visiting them, and I said, oh, wait till your daughter's off from school. And she
but
said,
I don't understand,
oh,
Mrs. Robinson.
Come over.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, that's you got to learn how to read the signs there. All right.
Yeah. Didn't close the deal.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's Brad. I've told that story when I was, God, I guess I must have been, how old was I? I must have been 21. I know there was this period of time where I dated this woman who was 43.
Wow.
Which was just, I mean, it's not, I mean, I've told
you know,
that
when I was
before.
21, I went out with a guy who was 43.
Really?
Yeah.
So, there you go. Maybe they knew each other. I was 21 and she was 43, and there's nothing. I mean, but the great thing about it was, like, everybody, and when I say everybody, like, the two of us knew the deal. Like, there was no, like, at no point were we going to get married and settle down.
Where'd you meet her?
Let's see, where did I meet her? I'm trying to think if she was a listener or not.
Oh, boy.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I think, as corny as this sounds, I think I met her at a restaurant. I think there's a place in Utah called Dee's, which is like a Sherry's. And as corny as this sounds, I think I met her because she was like sitting across from me. And she said something or I said something and I struck up this conversation and blah, 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 blah. And
one thing led to another.
but I don't know. It was like, I don't know, 5-6 months, something like that. And like everybody totally knew the deal up front. Like at no point did anybody think it was, and there was no, and there wasn't any of that, like, it was like expecting to buy her stuff or anything like that. Like it was totally like an upfront deal.
So what was your opening line? How many times do I need to multiply my age to equal yours?
How many times is 21 going to 43?
Yeah.
Zing!
Oh, boy.
Hello, I'll be here all week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's do the top five if we want to get that loaded. And Tim, have you got that in front of you over there?
Yes, I do.
Ladies and gentlemen,
five,
here's your top five.
Four, for three.
Well done, Jen Lane.
One, fire.
Here's Tim Riley with your top five breakup songs for Valentine's Day, as compiled by the one and only Scotty J.
Alrighty, let's go for honorable mention here, going to Alanis Morissette.
I want you to know that I'm
surprised it's only honorable mention.
Yeah.
Let's decide right now. Do we want Scotty to come in and weigh in on these choices?
Yeah.
Scotty J, please come to the studio and weigh in on these.
I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me?
What should I?
Huh? Well done, Scotty. All right.
Why don't you pick the most profane part
of
the song, Scotty?
Is there anything else in the song I need to worry about? What's that?
Oh, you took care of it, did you?
I already took care of it.
It's out of it.
All right. Well, I don't know. You all are women. You should probably weigh in on this before I do, because this is a woman's song. I mean, I guess men.
I wonder
can...
if this song is written
about. Makes you want to claw my eyes out anymore.
Does it? I mean, just because you've heard it too much?
Yeah.
I mean, well, let's talk about this then. Let's talk, because this song is sort of a, this album is kind of a cultural landmark.
Yeah.
There is a before.
Yeah, the first 500 times I heard it, I really enjoyed it. But after that summer was over, that was about it.
I have told the story of my friend Todd and I who heard this, and we're both kind of real pop music fans, and we appreciated it because the story we heard at the time, which it turns out not to be true, we heard that she was like some, like 15 or something, some insane like young age, which is not like without precedent, and so we heard, yeah, like this girl's only 15, and she sounds like a slut, it's hot, you know, and she's pissed off, and like, you know. But this... See, now I'm just going to have to...
No, it's fine. Look.
All right.
I've got it.
No, I've got it all handled.
I don't even trust you.
Hey, what the... I just the best don't edit I've ever done.
I just don't... I don't trust you. But this really...
God bless you, Scotty, but come on, you can't take a chance.
This song
a
really...
$500,000 fine, my dear.
Everybody thinks you're too much of a liberal. You're too much of a loose cannon. This song really is the gold standard for breakup, though. I mean, really, for a long time, this was the benchmark for female breakup songs. Right up there with You're So Vain, you know, and stuff like that.
Oh, that's a bad song.
Yeah. All right, here's Tim Riley.
All right, enough of that, filth. And number five is Billy Ray Cyrus and Icky Breaky Heart.
What is your problem, Scotty?
Oh, God.
You started out so strong.
This is the breakup date. Well, that's why I put him down at number five. It only gets better from here, but...
You really? You put this above Alanis Morissette?
Well, even I know that's wrong. Alanis Morissette is the mention, right? Because it doesn't really... She doesn't really even use the word breakup in there or nothing. She's already broken up, and the guy's moved on. And so...
You're drawing distinctions that I think escape the average person.
This is what everyone in the suburbs went on about cowboy hats and boots and kind of be cowboy.
Now, see, here's the thing, and...
I remember these days, because I was one of them.
I don't want to get started on the whole thing about Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, I was in Fresno, California when this came out.
Billy Ray Cyrus, though, is one of those guys who gets a bad rap. He really does. I mean, as corny as this song is, it's a perfectly acceptable pop song. And there's nothing inherently worse about this song.
It was the hair.
Than 95, and it's the fact that it was such a huge hit. That's the thing. It was number one for like 18
weeks. What about the hair?
You know, but, man, you, at KUPL, our sister station, you walk down the hallway and look at the gold records, and every country guy had a mullet in the 90s. All of them.
You know, I...
Yeah, power
thing,
mullet.
I've never seen a gold cassette before. And that really struck me. That gold must have taken hours of spray painting.
This guy, though, he just had that curse of having a single that was so huge, you couldn't escape. And he just got... It's like the Light Up My Life syndrome. I mean, he just got defined by this one song, which is not a bad song.
And America loves to destroy successful people.
It's true. That is absolutely...
It is a spectator sport.
We purchased 10 million of his records. Kill him!
Right after this, he went into the television show Doc for a couple of years, took a break off, and now he's back with his new latest hit, Achy Breaky Heart.
Is that true?
Somebody went on Wikipedia.
This is it right here. Achy Breaky Heart.
No, but he hasn't redone it or something, has he?
No.
Yeah, that's what those guys always do.
He's all done.
Like a remix.
He's all done.
He's finished. End it now. Wrap over the shower rod.
Send him the VH1 classic.
Here's Tim Riley.
And that was more Danger Mouse.
Neil Sedaka with Breaking Up Is Hard to Do.
Oh, I love this song. I love Neil Sedaka. As weird as that sounds.
Got a little bit of interesting trivia there as well.
What a great song.
The guys made massive hits.
I love Neil Sedaka. It's from that Thing You Do era.
Yeah.
And he's such an unlikely pop star. You see him interviewed. He's just such a big, you know, he's just... He's, you know, this big, chubby, flamboyant Jewish singer who does not at all fit the Loverman stereotype. He doesn't fit the Lovelorn stereotype. And yet, you know, he's such a great writer. There's a great documentary, which, Tim, you may have seen, called The Teens Who Stole Pop Music.
Yep.
Which is about the Brill Building era, Carole King, and, you know, all the... That whole era. That was sort of depicted in that Grace of My Heart movie with Ileana Douglas. And Neil Sedaka is in that a lot. I know that it's true. God, what a great song. I'm just going to listen to this thing. And I'm such a sucker for that, for little verbal hooks like that, like come a dum doobie doo down down, all that stuff.
This one always reminds me of Crybaby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Rick likes the two claps in there. That's...
I do, and the hand claps are great. It's got everything I love in a pop song.
Calendar Girl is almost the same song.
Calendar Girl. Is that by Neil Sedaka?
It certainly is.
Wait, hold on.
It was another hit.
Hold on, now I got to hear it.
And the other ones, I love my calendar girl.
Yeah, that's a great song. Calendar Girl's a great song. Breaking up is hard. And it's such a happy, sad song. That's the thing about the 60s. Even when they were depressed, they were just so goddamn happy. They just flipped their ponytails and went to the malt shop. They kicked those blues away. All right, here's Tim Riley with the South Lake Breakup song.
Recently, transistor radio.
Bobby Stockman.
At number three, it's Ace from 1975, and how long has this been going on?
Yeah, I picked this one for a reason.
That's the voice of a man who's talked this song up on the radio, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason?
The reason is this guy's like, I'm not as stupid as you think I am. And
are you talking about the guy or yourself?
Yeah, I was going to say, are you talking about yourself in the...
No.
Is your name Ace?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You've hit the post right here.
Are you setting this up in Mrs. Jen?
I can't say anymore now.
Who's singing on this?
Ace.
No, not... Who's the singer?
Jared something? Is that his name? What's his name there?
Let me look here.
Says it right there.
Oh, it's Paul Carrick.
Yeah,
Paul. From Voices Carry. Mm-hmm. Is that the guy, the Till Tuesday guy? Isn't that Paul Carrick?
That sounds
Isn't
familiar.
Paul Carrick the Mike and the Mechanics guy, too?
These guys are from Britain, right? Or from somewhere over there. They're from somewhere.
Therefore, they're the same band.
They're from Britain. Britain or England or UK or Wales.
Do you know what? Tom from Britain? I think this is the guy who sang The Living Years for Mike and the Mechanics.
Well, it sure sounds like it. That's for sure. I'm not kidding you there.
A dork.
It does sound familiar.
Everything you say, Scotty, and don't play.
No, his name was Mike.
Now listen,
right?
This is just an observation. Everything you say in my head is followed by a comma and the word gosh. I don't know what that is. Like some guys, you always want to go dude afterward. You sound like you should be saying gosh a lot, Scotty.
And golly,
golly.
Yep.
Okay, that's all we can say about it. Here's Tim Riley.
There was a song called Betcha by Golly Wow.
By the Stylistics.
We should have that one, Scott.
Prince did a cover of that, which is really good, by the way.
And number two, it's the Greg King Band with the breakup song.
I love this song.
Yeah, me too. I knew you'd love this song.
It just couldn't hit number one today.
I love this song.
It just could not happen today.
That's not true. That's not true. This could be a number one song today if one of those power pop bands redid this. This is such a great song.
Now, I dissected actually what's going on there with the words. If you get rid of the what he's really saying.
I don't care about the rest of it. It's just the part. I've made the up. This sounds like a Ramones song to me. It always has. Ever.
He's talking about breaking up, and then he's at a club or something, and everybody just starts dancing to the song anyway. Even though he's like supposed to be bummed out, he's still out partying even though he broke up. That's what I get out of this song.
Well, I think he's at the bar and he's listening to their song.
I think he's drinking whiskey, Rick.
Are you trying to be relatable to today's program, Scotty?
Yes.
All right.
All righty, at long last, it's number one.
Oh. All right.
Let's get going here with Neil Diamond and Love on the Rocks.
Awesome!
Is that just for Sarah? Is that a little get well present to Sarah?
This is
album.
This is why Greg King couldn't be number one today. This had to be number one because the guy's like, pour me a drink, I'll tell you some lies.
Tell you some lies.
It's perfect for a Valentine's Day.
I feel like I've just missed out on a whole thing here because I don't really know Neil Diamond.
That is so weird.
Next time he comes to town, let's go see him.
I got some catching up to do here.
Yeah, I saw him last time he was in town. It was a phenomenal show.
The real Neil Diamond?
Yeah, real Neil Diamond at the Rose Garden.
How old is he now?
And he can still move.
Yeah, I saw him on Oprah and he was terrible.
Really?
Yeah, he was a stiff. And he looked like he couldn't wait to get out of there, even on Oprah.
Probably really? 60s.
Phoning it in.
I wouldn't want to go.
Yeah, very much so. Phoning it in.
Instead of holding up lighters, they hold up roses. Isn't that right, Sarah?
That is a smart.
I mean, Oprah is so good, she's like practically crying. She's obviously a huge fan. And he was just seemed like he could count the seconds.
I mean, I don't have anything against him. I just don't really know much by him. I guess it just never played in my house growing up.
I know, my mom was obsessed with him when I was a kid.
Mine too. Hot August Night, he got like every day.
Lara's got that album on vinyl.
Yeah.
Lara's got Hot August Night on vinyl.
If you played love songs of the 80s, you played Neil Diamond.
Have you talked this up?
Millions of times, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Riley, greatest newsman in the history of the whole world. Thank you. All right, thank you, Scotty Dre. We're here with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine.
Where's Song for the Dumped by Ben Folds 5? That's my favorite breakup song.
Song for the Dumped.
It's Song for the Dumped. It's Give Me My Money Back.
Oh, I love that song.
And my black t-shirt.
Did we do that? No, we did something. Oh, we played the Sam Kinison Wild thing, though, for something else, like a screaming list or something. All right. We'll do this, come back, and we'll talk to Jen Lane. We got Like Us at 3, Don and Mike at 7. Don't go anywhere. Sir Rick Emerson. Radio program.
When your love's on the rocks. If they say they want you, they probably really need you. Suddenly you find you're out there walking in the storm.
Hello, the Rick Emerson radio program. I love you too, Jen.
Sleeping. I'm gonna pet your hair.
You look so peaceful when you're asleep. Like last night at 2:45 a.m. when I made this charcoal skin.
Yeah, that's the freakiest thing to me. I hate it when I'm asleep and somebody like who's in the room with me is awake.
That yeah. Doesn't scare you?
No, not even that they stare at me.
But you know,
like,
the craziest thing is when you're kissing somebody and for some reason you open your eyes and you see that they're staring at you.
That is the weirdest
that
thing.
That is the worst, yeah.
Why?
Because you're really kitty.
I'm not, okay. Don't jump on my...
It depends.
Just asking.
It depends on the level of intimacy you have with the person.
Like, I'm just talking about if it's some guy you just met or if it's like somebody you've been with. Somebody you're with in an ongoing
I think
sense.
It's somebody who you're kissing at the time. I think it's creepy if you open your eyes and they... I mean, do you catch them staring at you? Or they don't close their eyes to kiss in the first place.
So basically, whoever you're with... So whoever you're with just has to follow your lead on whether the eyes are open or shut.
Well, no, I think probably 98% of people close their eyes when they kiss, I think.
I'm trying to think now because...
Okay,
I'm having to picture myself kissing now. I guess I close them too. I guess that's maybe like, that's like a sneezing thing. I guess you just the eyes go closed automatically. Yeah, okay. Let's see. Matt, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, the Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah.
If you're lucky enough to be around 40-ish and you now have kids, you get to watch him on the Disney Channel with his daughter on the Hannah Montana show.
Hannah Montana.
That's his daughter, Miley Cyrus, plays Hannah Montana. And sometimes they'll have a marathon. You get to watch it all day.
Lucky you.
Lucky, lucky.
Would you like me to come over and kill you?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. Just when they have the marathon, that would be a good idea, yeah.
Did Hannah Montana come right after Dora the Explorer?
Somewhere around there. Probably after the Hillary Duff stuff, too.
Oh, how sad.
Yeah, it's just wonderful.
All right. All right, thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Happy Valentine's Day. All right, there you go. That's, let's see. Jen Lane, what's going on in the world of Barfly Magazine department?
Well,
looking
let's see.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you very
you
much.
You are. You look very
nice
great.
You are looking,
you are looking
great.
Thank you. As I do every day, of course, but I appreciate your mentioning it today.
Yeah,
Sunday we have our Chinese New Year bus tour, which should be a lot of fun. It's a Sin Night bus tour because it's Sunday, so our service industry friends can join us. But a lot of people have Monday off for President's Day, so even if you're not service industry, you feel like taking a bus, we're doing it from 6 to midnight on Sunday, and you can take tickets at barflymag.com.
Excellent. Let's see. What am I doing here? And tomorrow. So let's now. How certain are we that Storm is going to have Delana and Magni here tomorrow? Do we know?
I don't know. I think it all depends.
You mean my cover band? I have a great Delana and I have a great Magni lined up. It's going to be awesome. Totally.
I think she's nutty.
Somebody's gone wacky.
Hey, you know what? It's actually, you know, it's like people have been saying to me for years. You know, so I just say, why not try it? You know, I mean. A lot of people don't know that I can sing, and when I'm on stage on Friday night, I sound exactly like her, and I look exactly like Storm on the vocal. It's amazing.
Like her body.
Can you turn my computer up over here?
Postman is the person in your neighborhood.
Mailman Chris, hello, sir.
Hello.
What's up?
Hello. Oh, not much.
How was your happy anniversary, by the way?
Thank you. Thank you. A couple of gorgeous days in Lincoln City.
Yes.
I'm going there this weekend.
Yes, very. It was. I tell you, the weather there this last weekend was just fantastic. And I played a Star Wars penny slot machine at the casino and won $75.
Wow!
Yeah, that's where that's like a whole bunch of great things all in one pile. There. I'm sorry. I was distracted by Sarah just tossing out that she was going to the coast this weekend. Is it a regular trip or a sexy trip?
It's not a sexy trip.
Oh, okay.
No.
Who's it with?
It's with my family.
Oh.
Here's sister going. My sister will actually be in. She gets into town tomorrow night.
Oh, you get
to share a room.
Okay, somebody is.
She's just saying what you're wondering right now.
No, it's true. I was just going to say, no, go ahead. Keep talking. Who am I kidding?
Is your sister going to the Storm Show?
I am going to bring her to the Storm Show.
Are we going to announce that to all the nutcase listeners?
Scotty has an extra ticket, I think.
I'm keeping Scotty far away from my sister.
Exploring his polygamous roots.
Hey, did you get the email I sent you this morning?
Probably not.
I sent it to your yahoo.com.
I don't think I did, no.
Oh, you have to look for it. You have to check for it. I took a little picture in a town called Otis.
Oh, okay. I'll check for it.
Awesome.
I don't even know what I promoted today and what I got didn't
you
get.
Got,
to.
Okay, you promoted Jim, Lisa.
You got 10 seconds.
Top 5 and Tuesday recap. Got them all down to 1 push-up.
Bam, bitches. That's right. All right. Thank you, sir. We'll have more time tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, there you go. Tomorrow, probably Delana, probably Magni, and blah, 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 blah. All right, so Rick Emerson Show. We want to thank Jen Lane from BarflyMag.com. Produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. In the newsroom, Tim Riley. Scotty J is our PA. Dave Zinn is the gatekeeper. We want to thank Storm Larkin. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye now.
Like my body.